You're crossed in fingers. Get your stuff out of the way, Mother Nature, because the following weekend, you want a nice weekend, don't you?
Oh, you bet. You have a nice talk with Mother Nature and tell her what we need here. So
we will do our best, Clark. It's the big 52nd annual Holbrook Lions Club consignment auction. Can you believe this baby's been around for 52 years now?
No, it's hard to imagine that it's gone on that long, but it's been a big one of the bigger draws to Holbrook for a long, long time now. It's quite a production. It's been that way for a long time, and looks like it's going to be that way again this year.
I know, Clark, you've got a lot of sales posters out and about all around the listening area of vehicles, trailers, boats, antique collectibles, toys. You're going to find a lot of stuff at this consignment auction, aren't you?
Yeah, no, we're going to have a little bit of everything anybody would want. If you got anybody that's hard to shop for, this is the place to come. You can fix them up with presents for years to come if you want to come this direction. So, but no, it's a. I'll just run on. First of all, I'd like to thank all our auctioneers. We have six auctioneers, so there'll be six rings running at the same time. And so you need to kind of bring a friend or two along if there were several things you want to keep an eye on. But we have Doug Eskew out of Imperial, Randy Helms out of Elwood, Levi Messersmith and his crew out of Cozad, Lemoyne Niemeyer and his crew from Elwood, and Royce Rambat, who's been coming here for a lot of these years. Well, a lot of these auctioneers have, but Royce is out of Bird City, Kansas, and then we have Dennis and Sherry Youngs out of the big city of McCook, and they've been real faithful about coming down and auctioning for us every year, too. So, but I'd like to thank them for ahead of time for all the work they put into this thing, too. So, but.
Livestock equipment, housewares, miscellaneous. I mean, the list is endless, isn't it, Clark?
Yeah, no, I'll run through a few of the things here. We've got Cambridge Airport Authority is there bringing a really large generator that has, it's run by a Detroit engine, and they're also bringing a 2656 International tractor that has been well cared for, so that'll be something that'll be a big draw for people to come watch that. For all the cattle people, boy, do we have a lineup of stuff for them. We're going to have three loads of those freestanding cattle panels. These are the heavier model that are very popular right now, and we're getting three semi loads. So if you have any need for them, sure like to have you come down. And there's also a lot of other type. There's going to be another semi load of continuous fence panels from another outfit, and we'll have a horse trailer for those cattle people. Saddles, we got a couple, three saddles and some nice tack, and that takes care of those people. And then we get into the vehicle end of it. We've got boats, bikes, trailers, campers. We're getting a nice selection of a little bit of everything. We've got a really nice little camper coming from one of the more upstanding members of the McCook community. He's bringing it down. So, and then we have a local guy that was in the lawn care business, and he was kind of forced to retire for health reasons, and he's got some really nice lawn equipment this year that we're going to also have on the sale. So,
wow, so many items there, and this is attended by many, Clark. If you've never been to the previous 51 years, this always draws a big crowd, doesn't it?
Yeah, we've had, I know back in the heyday, there were estimates of over 2,000 people would be down here for this thing. So we get up into 1,000 people will show up every year, and I mean there's items for everybody. We'll have rows and rows and rows of households and furniture and items for your garage, tools, lots and lots of tools come every year, and it's things like that. Antiques, if you're into antiques, there's a good collection. Coins, we're going to have a good selection of coins if you're into the coin market. There's a lot of that taking place too. So, but it's a good place to come get yourself fixed up with anything you need. We want everybody to bring a load down and take a couple loads home if you can. That'd be nice. So, but we'll take consignments right up until the night before, you know, so you can bring them down anytime between now and the night before the auction. So we look forward to having everybody bring their things, and we'll get her set up and ready to go.
Clark, do you have any questions, more information? I see your number and a couple of others. It's on the poster. They can call you or hit the website. They got a website where all this is posted as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's a lot of items on there that aren't on the sale bill. There are a lot of things that have been consigned that have been posted on. So if you want to look, get on the Lions Club Facebook page, you can find out the latest in what's been consigned on that thing. But otherwise, if you want to consign, and you can call me at 308-962-6454, or we've got Glenn Hilker, 340-2930, or Howard Davis, 962-5239, or you can, even if you want to stop by the Andrews Feed Store, they're right at the corner of Main Street in Holbrook, you can stop in there and get a consigner number two. So.
And you're going to have concessions there as well, aren't you?
Yeah, this is a good deal for the firemen. They've set up a concession stand, and I mean it's a big fundraiser for them. They get they'll serve several thousand or a couple thousand hamburgers and hot dogs and pie and all kinds of goodies to get from the concession stand.
Going to be a great time. Once again, April 5th. Once again, a week from Saturday, Holbrook, right there on the ball field on the north side of the road. You will not be able to miss it because there'll be 1,000 cars there for this one.
You bet. Yeah, it's quite a place to find a parking spot some years. So, but no, I'd like to have everybody come down and attend if they can. So.
Clark, thanks a million for the time, sir. Have a great rest of the week. And in the next week, we'll cross fingers and ask Mother Nature on the 5th to have you a nice, clear morning it can rain all at once then on Sunday, right?
Well, now that you've got your request in, I'm not the least bit worried anymore now. So.
Thanks, Clark. Appreciate the time, sir.
All right, you bet. Thanks a lot, Rick.
Yeah, we'll see you.